So, here we are at what is often claimed to be Glasgow's oldest bar. At any rate, this Scotia bar has been here for more than 200 years, but it is just one part of a legendary trio of live music bars with their roots deep in the River Clyde. Stockwell Street is one of Glasgow's oldest streets. It was the main route to the river, which brought booming trade in tobacco and slavery, as well as shipbuilding. By the time the Scotia opened in 1792, coincidentally the year Parliament voted to abolish slavery, the Clyde was heaving and the bar was handy for people on their way up and down the river to work. In fact, the bar became almost too busy for its own good, but the pressure eased in 1819 when the Clutha Vaults opened on the ground floor of a tenement building just down the road. The name Clutha comes from the Gaelic word for Clyde, and the new bar was a last stop for the Clutha ferries, or penny steamers, so-called because that's what they charged to take people to work in warehouses, shipyards and foundries as far as Renfrew. In their heyday, the ferries carried 2.5 million passengers a year, and more than a few of them would have popped into the Scotia and the Clutha vaults for a glass or two on the way home. With the front door behind you, take a left and let's wander round to the Howard Street side of the Scotia Bar. The sign in the middle says it all. Glasses of that, glasses of this. Come on in and gie your taste buds a kiss. So what about the music? The Scotia website suggests the love affair with music began in 1862 with the opening of the Scotia Music Hall, which was then the largest variety theatre in Scotland and later became known as the Metropole. There's no sign of it now. The theatre was destroyed by fire in 1962, but it was right next door to the Scotia and it would have brought performers and theatregoers to join the sailors and workers in the bar. Let's wander down Stockwell Street towards the Clutha and Victoria bars.